In telling people to watch out for false prophets, Jesus obviously assumed that such people existed. In these verses, he not only implies that they exist, but that they are extremely dangerous and deceptive. They're dangerous that they come as shepherds. There is an element in truth in what they teach, but really they are wolves dressed in sheep's clothing. The deceptive work of the false prophet is seen in the fact that Jesus issues this warning immediately after his teaching about the two ways, the two destinations, the two choices we have. False prophets are adept at blurring the truth. They distort the gospel message and make it hard for genuine seekers to find the way. They tell us that wide is the way and that all paths lead to God. They may tell us that they alone have a hotline to God and that their words are true. So beware, warns Jesus. We must be on our guard. We must pray for wisdom and discernment. But you may be thinking, well, surely these things on a big scale don't happen today. We are so much more educated than in Jesus' day. We are so much more sharper and switched on. I want to remind you of some tragedies over the last 40 years or so where God's people have been led astray. Many of you will probably remember this one. In November 1978, in Jonestown, Guyana, that more than 900 believers in Jesus, followers of the Reverend Jim Jones, committed suicide by drinking cyanide-laced grape juice. Reverend Jim Jones had been a very respected man of God. He had founded the People's Temple in San Francisco, and he did an incredible work helping the poor and the needy. It had a drug rehabilitation centre and all kinds of programs which helped those people in the community. And yet somewhere along the line, he took a wrong turning. Then he took 900 members or more than that to Guyana, where many of them committed suicide. Well, you may remember this one in 1987 in South Korea. The bodies of 32 people were found in a factory. After they had taken drugs, they strangled each other. Authorities said that the factory owner, Park Soon-ja, who died with the group, was called the Benevolent Mother. And she claimed that God had spoken to her and told her that the world was about to end and that she needed to share it with her followers, her disciples. There's been so many. There's been a cult, the Order of the Solar Temple, who many people have committed suicide over the years. And the most recent was in 2000, where over 900 believers committed suicide together, believing that Jesus was coming again. And these large scales of deception, you just think wouldn't be possible today, but they are. But even on a smaller scale, what we notice is that it takes the little things. The Reverend Jim Jones has started off on the right path. And many of these leaders start off on the right path. And then somewhere along the line, they go astray. Jesus gives us a test for these prophets. And it's a test of fruit. See, no tree can hide its true identity for too long. Sooner or later, it betrays itself by its fruit. And Jesus says there's two kinds of fruit. Firstly, there's the fruit of their character, it's who they are. Now, we know that the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And for those who truly trying to follow the Lord and asking daily for the Holy Spirit to help them and equip them and lead them and guide them, these are the kind of fruit that we expect to see growing in a believer. Now, obviously, none of us are perfect. We do things that are wrong. And we get things wrong. But if there's little evidence of these kind of fruits growing, and if instead we see the works of the flesh, so jealousy and pride and greed, lust, if those things are more evident, then we need to ask the question, what's going on? The fruit that's being displayed isn't positive. I didn't mention about a guy called David Koresh, who also was one of these leaders who'd started in Christian ministry and then went completely off beam. One of the things he used to do was to get women into the church to go and try and solicit men for the gospel. Flirty fishing is what he called it. And he had many, many different relationships with women. And, you know, it's those kind of things that should be a massive red light to us. So we know by the fruit of their character who they are in their personality. Secondly, by the fruit of their teaching, not just about who they are, but it's about what they say. And we need to, you know, we can ask honestly, you know, what is their message? Does their message and their teaching line up with the scriptures, with the Bible? Do they confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Do they believe that he is the Son of God who came in the flesh? Do they believe he died and rose again and is the Savior of all mankind? You see, many cults and sects claim that the authority of the Bible is not enough for them. And they have other further sources of revelation. The Mormons have the Book of Mormon. The Jehovah's Witnesses have the Watchtower and their very own version of the Bible. And again, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to think that. How could we possibly be deceived by these things? But I do believe that there is a spirit in operation here, a spirit of deception that works alongside. And that's why we need to be aware and alert. And we need to test what people say. Even, you know, at New Moon Baptist Church, whatever is said from the front, you need to test it. You need to go back to the scriptures yourself. Every single one of us owns a Bible. Every single one of us has our own mind. And we just need to be aware, because there's so many different people now, and especially on the internet, where we can listen to things and where we can get even afraid by what we hear, or we can get confused by things that we hear. Anybody can post anything on the World Wide Web. But we've got a Bible, and we've got the Holy Spirit, and we've got one another to talk to and to share with about these things. So the emphasis really in these situations is on us to know and to understand the foundations of the gospel message. Why is it so important? Because Jesus warns us that there are these people about. He warns us that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. And for me, these are the most scary verses in the New Testament. That there are many who portrayed to be Christians, followers of God. There are many who even do miracles, supposedly. And yet Jesus clearly says to them, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers. Now, we don't need to be afraid, but we do need to be aware. And we do need to trust daily on the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. And we do need to be men and women of God's word for ourselves.